Julian Zelizer is professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, earlier today, President Obama talked about the challenges which he faces in his job. He mentioned the economic crisis, being at war with, as he said, people who would strike our homeland, and now this oil spill in the Gulf. Here's what he had to say.
Any one of these challenges alone would test our country. Confronting them all at once might overwhelm a lesser nation.
President Obama speaking earlier today in Florida. Julian Zelizer, have the expectations of what a president does and what he's involved in changed in the post-9/11 world, do you think?
No, I mean, I think the expectations of what a president can handle or what a president needs to do are always very high. Franklin Roosevelt had to save the nation from a severe depression and to save the nation from fascism. Lyndon Johnson was fighting the Cold War at the same time he was trying to resolve some of the most brutal and divisive issues in this nation, namely race and race relations in the South. So I think, you know, the reality of the presidency is it's a difficult job. Expectations are always much higher than what most presidents can deliver. And it's really the exceptional presidents who are able not to fall into the trap of not fulfilling what those expectations are.
But if we look at Presidents Bush and Obama since 9/11, I mean, they're facing a 24-hour news cycle. They're always in the spotlight. And the world does seem to be a different place. I mean, are today's expectations of the presidency realistic?
Yeah, I think what happens is in each period there's certain problems, specific problems of an era. And I think the president since 9/11 certainly faces a number of really difficult challenges. One is just polarization in Washington makes the Senate almost impossible to govern. The global nature of a lot of our problems, not just terrorism, but the economy, makes it hard for a president to actually solve a lot of these issues because they're not American-based problems. They are world-based problems. And finally, the 24-hour media certainly makes it a very kind of perilous environment for politicians. It's hard to control information. It's hard to control stories. So I think today we have those sets of issues that President Bush and President Obama both had to contend with.
I mean, you kind of allude to it there, but the role of image in all of this. I mean, is the appearance of being involved on all fronts just as important in certain ways as the reality of it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, one of the presidents who did a lot of work and handled a lot of policies was Jimmy Carter. But the perception that the public had of him was not very good, meaning that the crises and all the issues were overwhelming him rather than vice versa. And that perception can matter a lot regardless of what the record is, regardless of what the history is. And so I think that's what President Obama needs to contend with now. If there's a perception that he is not handling these challenges, he's not juggling them well, or he's leaving some to the side, that can become an enormous political problem, a Carter-like problem for this president.
And speaking of appearance, I was kind of struck by the line in that tape of Mr. Obama we heard earlier saying, confronting all of these problems at once would overwhelm a lesser nation. I'm wondering if he was also trying to telegraph that, you know, confronting them all at once would overwhelm perhaps a lesser president.
Oh, absolutely. I think you could replace those words. And I think it's fit in what he's been saying in the past few weeks, that he is doing a lot. He is working on all fronts at this time. And that if we had a lesser president, quote unquote, they wouldn't be able to, you know, achieve what he's been doing.
Are there particular challenges to the presidency, Julian, that don't change from era to era?
Absolutely. I mean, the biggest is the fact you have to deal with Congress. You know, every president campaigns and makes a million promises and talks about what they'll do as a leader, but they face the reality of a system of divided government. And every president that I've at least studied, certainly in the 20th century, has expressed incredible frustration that Congress is a very difficult institution to manage, and they don't really care all the time who won the presidential election. They have an agenda of their own. So I think that's really the most significant barrier. The second is international relations and international dynamics. It's different in different periods, but the fact is presidents don't control the world. So things can happen, a terrorist event overseas, some kind of war breaking out, or an environmental crisis that involves companies from other countries, and there's nothing the president can do at least to stop that crisis from starting. And I think that's always a source of frustration.
Julian Zelizer, professor of history and public affairs at Princeton. His most recent book is Arsenal of Democracy, The Politics of National Security from World War II to the War on Terrorism. Thanks very much for your time.
Thanks for having me.